The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which of one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. Your audience matters. The audience matters. See, when I was a little kid, say about Soren's age, I was with my dad one afternoon and a bunch of his friends, and we were all at the sporting goods store that they all co-owned together. And whenever this gathering happened, there was a lot of laughter. But with my dad and his friends, this laughter meant a lot of hassling each other, taking shots at each other, making jokes about one another. Now, they were having a great time. But I didn't understand. And when we got home, my mom could tell that something was bothering me. And she asked, "What?" And I said, "Why are Daddy and his friends so mean to each other?" I didn't get it. I was just a kid. But see, I wasn't the audience. The jokes, they were aimed from one grown-up to another, and they all knew. Take it in good fun. Now, I tell you that because in these two parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin, audience is everything. Now, Jesus doesn't use the phrase "the kingdom of God" in telling these stories, but these are definitely parables of the kingdom. And remember what we've been saying. The kingdom of God is nothing more than the Bible's way of saying life as God wants it to be, and life lived as though God really is in charge. And as we look around the world, and we see things like war and cancer and poverty, if we believe that God is infinitely good, then we will probably get the suspicion that this world does not line up with God's kingdom. And if we are honest, I mean really honest, and take a good look at our own hearts and souls, we will also find there that we don't line up with living as though God is really the one in charge. And this raises a very huge question. If even we ourselves are out of step with life God's way, then how will the kingdom come to us? And what could that possibly look like? And that's where the audience part of this gospel story matters. You see, these parables are aimed right at those Pharisees the ones who were grumbling about Jesus welcoming sinners of all people. Now, what we need to understand is most Pharisees weren't really villains. That's how we tend to see them, but now they disagreed with Jesus. They thought he was wrong, but it was only a very small minority of them, the powerful elite, that wanted to get rid of him. Most of them were pious, reverent, very observant of the law. They looked forward to the day when God would redeem the whole world. But here's the thing. They thought that what was holding God back from sending the Messiah was the fact that God's people weren't obedient enough. And so they thought it was up to them to get the nation back to God by teaching, studying, observing the law. Now, they may have been wrong, but they wanted to please God. They wanted the world to be redeemed. But they thought that the way that God's kingdom would come was through their strict devotion to the covenant. It's up to us. And faced with this Pharisaic audience, Jesus talks about a lost sheep, a lost coin, a shepherd who leaves the 99 obedient sheep to chase down the one who wanders. A woman who does not view 10% as an acceptable loss and so lights a lamp, sweeps the house, searches carefully until she finds that one coin. And he talks not about God's impatience, but about God's delight, God's celebration. See, these Pharisees thought that the Lord was looking down on them with beaming pride for their righteousness and devotion. Jesus knows differently. Because Jesus knows that where God goes, where God shows up, where God throws a party, where the kingdom of God comes, it comes to the lost. See, God is not sitting around waiting for you to get it all right. The true heart of God is such a powerful love for his creation that he can't help but seek and search and pursue his wandering children until we are found. Light a lamp, sweep the house, leave the 99, scour the wilderness. That is who God is. And that's why Jesus went to the cross. That's where he went to the farthest extreme, into the deepest realities of sin and suffering and death, as far away from the peace and joy and beauty of God as possible. All for the sake of finding the lost. And that's how the kingdom of God comes. Not by our efforts, not our accomplishments, not even by our faithfulness and our right answers. Now, the kingdom comes always, only, and completely by the mercy that God has for the world and by the delight that he takes in finding those who are lost. And so you might ask, okay, What about the Pharisees? What about those faithful 99, those 9 coins that never got lost? What about me? I'm here in church. Well, here's the reality check. There's no such thing as a person so righteous that they've got it all together. In our broken world, there is a lostness in everyone. Nobody has all the answers, and not a single soul among us isn't wandering far from the kingdom of God in some way. Now, that truth shouldn't scare us. See, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. The Pharisees were wrong. We don't have to have it all together. Jesus came to love the wanderers, the confused, the doubters, the lost, even the unbelievers and the sinners, especially them. That's what the good, put together religious folk back then needed to hear, and I think we all need to hear it today. If we want to see the kingdom of God come to us, then we need to get lost. We need to acknowledge our doubts, our fears, our vices, our uncertainty. We need to stop covering them up and pretending they're not there. The more we deny that we need rescue, the more that we insist, no, really, I'm okay. That's just the more tightly that we close our hearts against the kingdom of God. The more confident we are in our own understanding, in our own abilities, the farther away we are from the celebration of God. How does the kingdom of God come into a broken world? It comes when we bring our lostness and our brokenness to Jesus. There are no doubts that are too big. There are no questions that are off limits. There is no past you can have that could get you disqualified. You may be the biggest skeptic in the world and have doubts about everything. Or you may look like the most put together, righteous person ever to sit in a pew. But we're all lost in some way. And Jesus still comes, even to us, so that he can meet us in our lostness and not leave us there, but bring us healing and redemption and truth and hope. How does the kingdom of God come to us? How do we get into life as God intends it? By doing just what those tax collectors and sinners did when they got the Pharisees so upset. Spend time, on the one hand, with our lostness, our doubts, our failures, our questions, and on the other hand, with Jesus. Trusting that when we bring those together, he can handle it all. Then, we will no longer be stuck wandering. Because what is lost will be found. What is broken will get healed. And what is confusing will come to life. So, whatever you do, don't try to pretend that you've got it all together. You're not really fooling anyone anyway. Get lost. And then bring that lostness to Jesus. And in him, you will find the kingdom of God. Amen.